LBC Weather.
I haven't got any weather. We haven't got any weather. So it's quite nice today.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, where are you?
Hello.
Isn't it super evening? I expect it will be super for quite a long time.
The weather was so good today that I just had to sit outside.
As I understood from your phone call.
Hello!
Anyway, Nick and Carol, we haven't got the weather, but we don't care because it's the last show. It's the last show.
It's our last show together ever.
Now, I would play some sad music here, but Andy, again, has called in sick. I cannot get my head around the fact that he called in sick on our last show, so we don't have any sound effects.
He's a sick boy. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, if he isn't actually dead by the time I see him next, he will be shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need sound effects. I was going to call up Elizabeth from Cheddar, because this is our last program.
No numbers.
Nothing at all.
Give me his home number. I'll ring him.
What a total scumbag.
What?
He better be, like, on death's door to have called in sick for this, our last show.
Our last show together. I can't believe it.
Yeah, just can't get my head around
it.
Anyway, so it'll be quite nice overnight, I expect, getting darker the later it goes, and then it'll get lighter towards dawn.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
Because I watch the weather on TV all the time.
Well, why am I talking? You're the expert.
Leave me alone.
LBC Travel. Sealing Ashby Grover's gasworks, which are causing delays, a lane closure along Northfields Avenue, and temporary traffic lights to the junction as well. At Epsom Racecourse, there's been horse races going on today, so they expect some delays with people heading to and from the area. At Holloway, at the Seven Sisters Road junction at the A1, the carriageway down to one lane southbound because of repair works, which are continuing. And the A23 Streatham High Road in the south at Streatham Common has major roadworks between Greyhound Lane and the Toll Road, most of them going on, though, during the off-peak. On the underground, the Bakerloo line running with delays after fire safety checks earlier. Metropolitan line buses replacing trains for the weekend between Rickmansworth and Amersham or Chesham. The same on the district line between Parsons Green and Wimbledon. And overground Silver Link metro trains between Richmond and North Woolwich now returning to normal after problems. And finally, Connex Southeastern trains through London Bridge Station have 10-minute delays after signal problems in the area earlier on. I'm Daniel Trinker to AA Vodafone Roadwatch.
Whoops.
LBC
seeing you.
It's Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin.
On LBC, the voice of London, and Carol McGiffin, 0171 412 1152.
Right, the number's 0171 412. Does this microphone sound all right, or does it sound tinny?
No, you sound like you're miles away. Can you turn my headphones up a little bit, please?
You're the guest headphone. There it goes, up and up and up and up and up.
Still
up,
sounds
up,
tinny.
Up. Everything
that's
sounds
enough,
really
that's
tinny.
That's enough, that's enough, enough. You sound like you're in a tin.
I don't. It sounds dreadful in here, but we're just going to have to go ahead and pretend like we're professionals.
Just do it. We've got 4 hours until the end of the road. And that's it.
So I'm going to just punch them up at random. Hello, you're on the air.
Are we taking calls?
Is it really your last show, is it?
Yeah. Last show, yeah.
Together, yes.
So when was your last show at the other place? You came here. So where are you guys going now?
Oh,
away.
God.
Well, when you say guys, what you actually mean is guy. I'm on this. We're going as a unit, but I'm going.
Stop it. Stop it.
Is that it then? That's it.
This will be. And I don't want to sort of harp on. We're going to leave on an up note, right?
Yeah, we're happy.
Yeah.
I don't want to. That you want to do anything again at another place?
Of course we do.
Yeah.
We're desperate to work together, but nobody seems to want us.
Well,
it's really sad.
Let's. Let's not get out of control. We're desperate to work together again. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
And
I know you. I know you feel the same way, because I know you want me. I know it. Okay. Don't give me a hard time.
Come over here and feel my glands. Seriously, I'm so ill.
So what's the main place of you two then? Is it like something boring?
I don't know. We've got no idea. Let me say at the start.
It might just be me.
I don't want this to be a whole hate fest about you're going and all that, because I know it's so easy to do, and I don't want to do it. I'm not remotely interested. We're going to go away on a high, and the next 4 hours are going to be great.
We hope.
Or they'll be like, really average, but I don't want it. How dare they, and blah, blah, blah.
Forget that.
So people should call with, you know, nice, happy things to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I'm not going to go away forever. Gee, I mean, I know I've been fired from every single station I have ever done.
Not as many as me.
I've ever done a talk show, I've been fired from every single one. And it's like banging your head against a door it's like the guy with the Dyson Hoover, you know? How long did he try and get that on the market? And
100 years.
And he just got no notes from everybody. He's like, no, that'll never work. Or we're not remotely interested. Or nobody will want to buy that. No, you know, and I feel exactly like that. I know that I've got a good product, and I know that people want it.
Brilliant.
Right?
Brilliant.
On this station, they don't want it because the audience is way too old to be into what we're into here.
Well,
but I just know that it's a good product, and somebody will eventually buy it. It's like I've always thought that here I go again, but I'll make it in my 50s. So maybe that will correspond with the digital revolution, because people are starting to win digital licenses now.
Mm-hmm.
And in 10 years' time, maybe, 50% of the population will actually have a small box that they can carry around. It'll be a digital radio, and you'll be able to get 50 stations.
Exactly.
And it'll be great, and we won't, be...
it won't matter.
Won't be under the...
They'll be fighting for us.
Yeah, won't be... Exactly. Yeah, and if we get fired from one station, it'll be like the States. We just walk over the road.
We'll demand more money and double our salary. Hey, exactly.
Yeah.
We want £200,000 a year. All right. And we'll be there. No problem.
I don't know. In 10 years' time, do you think £200,000 a year will actually do it?
Ooh, I don't know.
Millions. I could do it for that.
I could do it for £200 a year.
Millions and millions and millions. We'll say, think of a number and then add six noughts. So that's all to come. I just know it is. But, you know, at the moment, it is like I feel like the Dyson Hoover bloke. I'm just banging my head against the wall and everybody keeps saying no at me.
That's radio, isn't it?
But the thing with doing talk as opposed to being a DJ is that, the older you get, DJs sound...
More silly.
Silly. The very sillier, silly. The older you get. You know, with one or two exceptions. Mm-hmm. Alan Freeman still sounds great, am I right?
Yes, but he invented it, though.
Well,
he's
one of the great stylists of radio.
Of course,
and everybody loves Alan Freeman. And
everyone impersonates him.
And if he's still doing it while he's 100 and he can barely string two words together,
yeah.
I mean, the guy can hardly walk now.
He is 120 years old.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's so cool.
But, yeah, he's just the best.
Tommy Vance, of course, he's got the voice.
But most people because DJs mostly have this kind of fake thing that they don't talk.
They go to DJ school and they learn how to burble, like burbling DJs.
No, they don't go to DJ school. They just listen to other people on the radio. And people on the radio in this country have always been one of those kind of fake, and they talk right in the back of their throat like this. And they become like a non-person. Nobody speaks like that in real life. If somebody came up to you in the shop and said, can I have two cans of lager, please? You look at them like, what is this, a Monty Python sketch I've just walked into?
I know.
And so as a DJ, as one of those plastic people that they stamp out in the back of, the five companies that own all the stations in this country.
What's this black?
There's just a... Yeah, there's a factory that's stamping them out of plastic, and they just kind of go on a little conveyor belt.
Anyone can do it. But why would anyone want to do that? I don't understand why anyone would want to just sit in a studio, play records they don't like, and talk rubbish.
Well, you don't get into the business thinking that you're going to do that. You get into the business thinking that you're going to be able to say your wacky, funny things, and you're going to be able to play the music that you like. And then the sense that's all you want to do grips you from a very early age, mm-hmm. like pre-teen.
Really?
And,
happens so.
Yeah. And then when you finally are in a position where you can't do anything else because your entire life has gone towards just being a DJ, then when you get the job, you realise, wait a minute, this isn't actually how I thought it was going to be. And then it's too late.
I'm bored.
I'm telling you now, don't be a DJ. Because, and as I was, this whole thing is about, the older you get as a DJ, the sillier you sound. But the older you get as a talk show host, the better you sound. Just look to America. You know, all of the... blimey. I've got an off-license over there. The older you get as... like I said, just look at America. All of the coolest talk show hosts, they're 40, 50, sometimes 60 years old.
It's true.
Because that's just talking. That's just...
Howard Stern didn't make it till he was about 35.
I've been watching Howard Stern on the Bravo thing.
Did you see the Mira Segal? Did you see Steven Seagal's wife on there?
No, not yet. I haven't got through the entire tape yet.
Who's on the line?
Thanks to Timo.
Who are we talking to?
Me, Andrew.
Andrew. Right. Have you seen Howard Stern on
yes,
the
front? Yeah.
Did you
I
see
did.
The Steven Seagal's wife?
No, I didn't see that one, no.
Oh, if anyone did, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen on TV, ever.
Right, well, we can't talk about that because we've got a minute audience, and say 10% of those people get Bravo, and 10% of those people would watch Stern, and 10% of those people would have catched what you're talking about.
Who cares?
So we're actually talking about somebody's dog who happened to be in the room at the time when the TV was on. So forget it.
Okay, I've forgotten it already.
Anyway, listen, do we have to take an ad break already?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're so popular, we were just, like, stuffed with ads.
So many ads, what a nightmare.
Anyway, we got to go, but it was super talking to you.
Ah, brilliant.
Bye, Andrew.
Or talking, are you sad or anything?
Yeah,
or talking
really,
at you,
devastated, absolutely
as
devastated.
As it turned out.
Yes, it did, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, I am.
I'm very sad. I am sad.
But you played with them. Did you say why?
No, of course not. There's no
point
in doing that.
You just accepted what they gave you. Just said, all right, then, last show, thanks.
Well, sorry, but you can't question radio bosses, right, Nick, or not?
Well, you can't question any boss. They've already made their mind up.
Exactly.
And like I said, this is definitely not going to be like a whining about the situation.
No,
we don't
want
to get all negative and hysterical about it.
You've got to let people release, haven't you? You've got to let people...
Well, you know, I hope that everybody that listens, or, you know, a lot of people that listen that never have called, that, you know,
might
enjoyed this for one reason or another, are going to call because, you know, we'd like to speak to you. We'd love to commune with our general public.
How do we find you again once you've found your niche?
Well, we got...
check out the website.
Well, I'm on the air 6 days a week.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like I'm disappearing.
Yeah, but you can't mention, like, what you're going to do, can you?
Not really, no.
But there's websites. We've got websites coming out of our ears. Just look up nickabbott.com. 2 B's, 1 T. If there's anything that happens, then it'll be up there.
Right, okay. This is a sad day, I must say.
And listen, all the shows...
Make the most of it.
Yeah, all the shows that we've ever done are up there.
Oh, are they?
So it's not like we're disappearing forever. You'll never be able to hear it again.
Yeah, from the other place.
I haven't looked up myself for a good long while on the net, but I believe that there's all of the shows that we've done here, like all of them.
Yep, they're all there.
And many of the shows that I did at both of the other places, both of the previous places that I've done.
Really? What, all of them?
Not all of them, no.
No.
There's thousands. But you know when I did late nights, 10 to 2?
Yeah.
I think there's some of those
up
there.
Well, you mean the other place when I got fired and you didn't?
Yeah. One of the happiest days of my life. This is LBC.
Sorry about this, London. 0171 412
1152. Saturday nights with Abbott and McGiffin.
I can't help it. I can't stop listening.
Hello, we're back.
Come back.
No, we're here. What?
Nothing. Sorry, I was just eating a sandwich. I'm saying, hurry up, get back, says it.
So anyway, I got back from...
I've got to eat because I haven't eaten all day.
I got back from home base buying some exciting shower attachments.
Oh, is that your lie? I can't believe it. What have I been doing all day? And what have you been doing all day? You've been in home base buying shower attachments. Oh, knickers. So tragic.
And I get a message on my mobile, two in fact. The thing was flashing with two messages.
Well, the mobile that you never
answered. No, not the mobile,
ever.
It was my home phone.
Oh, that's right, it was.
And the first one is your mate Mitch pretending to be a sex chat line. Saying something along the lines of, yeah, my mother could have been in the room.
I don't think so.
And answered, you know, just picked, anybody could have been there. I'm outraged.
What
and
did
so,
you say?
Like something along the lines of,
Hello.
Yeah,
you've
been calling
Spank.
Us. Exactly. 0800 Spank. You've been, as one of our preferred customers. We're giving you a generous discount on any further calls.
That's exactly what he said.
And,
very funny.
That's not what he said. I just made that up. I couldn't remember what he said.
No,
and then,
I know what he said.
And then I got another call from guess who?
I didn't call you specifically. Mitch called you, and I said, give me the phone, give me the phone. I had to leave a message for you.
Can you remember what the message said?
Of course I can. I was there, remember?
Shall I tell the night,
no,
ladies and gentlemen?
No, I don't think you should, actually.
Shall I give them a vague rundown of what the message was?
No, I don't think you should. I don't think you should. I think you should let the listeners guess for themselves.
Now, if you weren't sticking around at the station,
what?
Would you say the hell with it? Yeah, just let them know what you said. Or are you trying to be, you know, upstanding now?
Well, no, not at all. No, I mean, the thing is, I don't think it's clever or big to boast about being drunk on the radio. And I'm nowhere near drunk. I mean, I'm just not drunk.
Can't believe you said it.
I was in the pub this afternoon, and I was on the way, but I went home and I had a good long sleep, so now I'm fine.
Funny that, because I passed you in the cab sitting outside the pub at about 5:10. And I was 20 yards down the road when I said to the driver, but then 20 yards becomes like 30, 50 yards. And I felt like an idiot asking him to turn around.
No, you didn't.
And go and collect you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so frightening. Really?
Yeah, just around the time that you were actually in bed sleeping it off.
Knickers. Don't stitch me up or I will kill you.
I didn't stitch... You were the one that started this.
Ah, but did you notice what I was drinking? It was a pint of mineral water.
At the time that I saw you, you were flattening your back with your boobs out.
No, I wasn't. Oh, stop it. I was completely drinking mineral water,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
And you could barely say that sentence. Here's one in... Here's one in...
Leave it.
In Harrow. Harrow.
Hi there, Nick.
How you doing?
Oh, it's from Woking. Sorry about that.
You're in Woking?
Are you?
I'm in Old Woking in Surrey. Who's got Harrow down there?
I don't know.
Is your name Michael?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Hello to you.
At least you know who you are.
Hello, I am, yeah.
If not, where you are.
It's great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to you over the years, and I've listened to all the LBC shows.
Good.
So it's a shame that you're going.
It is a shame.
Well, the bright side is that I get Saturdays off. I mean, I'm hoping that the weather's going to last for another month or so.
I mean, I'm going to get the replacement. Do you know that?
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, that's right then.
It's not my business.
The new music.
Say what?
The group New Music. Do you remember the group? Living by Numbers and This World of Water and all that.
No.
No.
New Music?
Oh, you must remember them.
There was a band called New Music.
Yeah, Living by Numbers. You must remember that, right?
No, that was Flock of Seagulls, wasn't it?
No. That was Wishing If I Had a Picture of You, wasn't it?
I've never heard
song.
Of
song. I like that song.
That's the worst name for a band I've ever heard. New Music?
New Music.
With a K. M-U-S-I-K.
Sounds like a trail to some hideous commercial radio
station.
Sure,
you're Living by Numbers.
Like misspelling a name adds cool? No, I don't think so.
We play New Music.
Well, you must remember Living by Numbers.
Like heavy metal bands replace the I with a Y by making them seem dangerous. Like Striper? No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stripper. I don't know.
If you knew anything about the group, because they were around ages ago, and they did a bit of Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
No, what has this got to do with anything, by the way?
Well, nothing really, I just thought I'd put it in.
Don't be mean, it's our last show, and he's called in, and he's never called in before.
Oh, no, this is the first time we call it.
You've put it in, and now you're going to have to take it back out again.
Oh, what a shame.
You're a first and last time caller. It's 0171 412 1152. So like I said, I've been listening to Howard Stern, I'm watching Howard Stern all weekend long.
He's the master.
Well,
it was the weekend of Howard Stern, wasn't it?
That's right.
I've seen all those shows.
Well,
I watched a lot of them, but...
See, Timo, who was one of our net nerds, sent me them on tape.
Sweet!
I know, because I don't get Bravo, because I'm on digital, and we don't get any good channels.
Serves you right.
As soon as I move, I'm switching. I tell
you should. You've got to get cable.
I don't know. I've never experienced cable.
It's good.
Do you get everything?
Get everything for 20 quid a month.
Now, do you get it in stereo? Surround sound?
Yeah,
widescreen?
Yeah.
All of that?
Nicam, all that stuff, yeah.
And does the picture pixelate? Does it freeze
not
up?
All,
and
not at all, never.
Is that always, on every BBC channel that I have on digital, on every single BBC channel, including all like BBC News and BBC Choice and all.
Really?
And one and two, I can't get them.
That's digital TV for you. You don't need that. You want, you know, proper... You want to know where it comes from. Through that bit of wire.
Why? Because then it's safe. Here's one in...
You get great channels, though. Good channels. You get Paramount, you get Bravo, you get all that stuff. 20 quid a month.
Bravo looks like...
17 quid a month with a free phone line. I can't believe you haven't picked up on something free.
A free phone line?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
It means you get the phone line free.
The calls are free?
No. You get the line rental free. I mean, you don't pay any line rental. So for 17 quid a month...
And how do the calls... what's the price of the calls in comparison with BT?
Cheaper.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
Well, the building I'm in doesn't allow cable because it's...
Well, you've got to move. move.
I've got to move. You're
You've
right.
You've got to move now.
Well, we've got to talk about estate agents a little later as well.
Tell me. Hey,
well,
I've got
wait
great...
Wait a minute. Let's get through these calls. Write things down because there's no way you're going to be able to remember.
Give me a pen. Give me a pen.
And drink some more coffee.
I can't. I haven't got any. I've only got this water.
Well, of course, this is a live radio studio, and would you think that there'd be like a pen in here?
Jonathan, have you got a pen, please? Because
I really
don't
have one. Here's
one
who actually is in Harrow. Hello.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm all right.
How you doing, Carol?
Max, fine.
Oh, great. Are we just going to ignore the events, or can I just go through with my topic that I was going to bring up?
Well, you know what? I don't want every caller saying, oh, I'm really sorry that you're going, and all that, because, you know, you say it once and you've said it. So
okay.
Let's have happy, smiley things to talk about. Otherwise, I'm gonna commit suicide.
All right, I am sad you're going, but I'll ignore it then.
Okay.
I was just going to... Yeah, I read this... Movie magazine, and they recently published the list of their 100 favourite films. I don't know if you've seen it at all.
Well, I read a list in one of the newspapers, so I presume that it was the same one. It was listeners, or rather readers' votes, yes?
Yes.
And number one was Star Wars, and number two was Independence Day, something of that order, yes?
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprises there.
No.
I was just going to comment on the fact that I didn't notice many comedies in there, so I was just going to nominate a few of my favourite comedies, see what you thought.
Is another bloke with a list. Is there anything funny that all
blokes
guys
have lists?
Have lists.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's some psychological explanation for that. I think it's a hunter-gatherer behaviour.
No, it's just sad.
It is hunter-gatherer behaviour. Like, some guys go out and have sex with as many women as they can.
Yeah.
Some guys go out and...
write lists.
They collect stamps.
Top 5 favourite films.
They collect stamps, or they collect, you know, they collect things.
Star Wars figures.
Yeah, or they obsess about Star Trek, and they want to know every single fact about it. Or...
Well, because they've got to avoid reality, that's what it is. They have to avoid reality in real life, so they make lists and they...
Yeah, or they know the number one from every week from the last 10 years.
Of course they
stuff
do.
Like that. That's
no woman knows that.
That's definitely a bloke thing. Anyway, let's experience your sadness.
No, I just wanted to say a few films that I thought were really, really funny.
Go on, then.
Whether you've seen them. Have you seen The Big Lebowski at all?
The Big Lebowski.
No.
The Coen brothers.
I like the Coen brothers, but no, I haven't seen it. But go on.
Fargo was on the other day.
Oh, Fargo's
funny.
Great
stuff.
Film.
Yeah.
Great film. Next one.
Okay, then I've got The Life of Brian.
No.
Yeah. You've never seen The Life of Brian?
Yeah, but it's not funny.
It's brilliant. It's non-stop.
Not funny.
Next.
Okay, then. Midnight Run, have you seen that?
Yeah, that is.
The funniest film in the world.
Underrated movies.
Completely
understand. Robert De Niro should do more funny, because he's really
how funny is that?
He's hilarious as a comic actor. He's just done this thing, Analyze This, which is the mobster movie.
I don't know.
Did you watch The Sopranos?
No.
On Channel 4 on Thursday night?
No, I'm never in. I'm always out.
It's the best thing. In fact, it's about the only thing to watch, apart from the American sitcoms, on terrestrial television.
What about The Strongest Man in the World? Have you not seen that?
That's boring. Now that is boring.
The Strongest Man in the World. Like guys picking up balls of cement and pulling trucks with their teeth.
I'm sorry, it's too funny. They all look like Grant Mitchell.
One of the newspapers said that the BBC missed a trick by not giving the commentary to Julian Clary.
Oh, that would have been very funny. They missed, you're right, they've missed out. I've been
good. That's got to be one of the, is that on the BBC? Is that the BBC?
BBC One.
How dare they?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock?
No, I mean, how can they sit with a serious face, put that on, I'm stunned. Even if it was on Sky One, you'd think, good God alive, what the hell is this crap?
No, I know.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, it's one thing you just reminded me of there. I just happened to flick the TV on earlier and I caught a sight of Russ Williams.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how old is he? Because I've heard him before, and I had him down a bit as about 45, 50 years.
No, he's my age.
He's not look that old.
He's our age, he's 39.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
I thought he was way younger than me.
No, he's the same age as me. I know he is because, I used to work with him, didn't I?
I'm sure he didn't.
He's my age.
I'm sure I heard that he was 33 or 4.
No, Showbiz age.
Really?
He's our age.
Long time.
I didn't know that. He's well preserved.
He's very well preserved.
He must live in a fridge.
Yeah. He's not bad looking, actually, Russ Williams. It's got to be said. But, you know, Perry...
Okay. Excuse me? What?
No,
how
nothing.
Would you know that?
Because I've seen it.
Huh? In what circumstances would you have seen him?
He shaved
there?
Me.
Well, I can't get my head around this. In the line of duty, he showed it to you?
Can we drop the subject?
Oh, please. Anyway, Max, we got to go.
Okay.
Look at look how degenerate this show has got since you came on.
What? I didn't say anything.
0171 412 1152. It's LBC. We'll go away, come back.
Next on the Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin Show. Did we tell you that?
Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin on LBC. The Voice of London.
So why are you waggling your little finger at me?
I'm not.
0171 412 1152. This is LBC. It's Nick and Carol, our last show. Now, don't all get... we've got some calls lined up here, and I don't want you to get spent at the beginning of the program, because, save yourself and give us calls throughout the show.
We've got 4 hours.
Yeah, and, make this nice for us. We don't want a lot of depressed people going on whining about the, because...
Exactly.
Why would we bother to come in and do that if it's just going to be depressing? Here's one in Purley.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Hello, Nick. It's Dorothea.
Dorothea?
Dorothea.
Dorothea. I have been trying to get through to you lot for months, and I finally make it for your last show.
Oh, please. Like you've been calling and calling, and we've been engaged.
We've had empty switchboards for months, for 6 months now.
You liar, Dorothea.
And here am I. I'm 72. I love your show, and I am furious.
Can I ask you a question, Dorothea?
I'm not whiny, I'm furious.
Dorothea, can I ask you a question about this?
With pleasure.
At what age did you start putting your age in, like, the first sentence you ever say to anybody? Because
I only do it when people seem to think that it's only the young'uns who love you.
Right. Okay.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Dorothea.
You obviously don't have a radar book, otherwise we'd show up in the column that you're in.
Yeah, we would have hundreds of thousands more listeners if only one more person had ticked that box.
That's right.
Exactly.
Would you kindly tell me what I'm supposed to do with my Saturday evenings?
Do you have a computer?
No.
Well, I might still be here, Dorothea, so please don't turn off.
I am excited, therefore I cannot use a computer.
Well, the madam here will continue as I get shown the door.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I love Carol, but...
I know, but she kind of gets on your nerves after a while. I understand what you're saying.
No, together we are brilliant, we are, but, what can you say? What can you say? It's not good news. It's not good news. But, don't give it off.
The bosses and how they fresh them.
Oh, my God, I hope they're not listening.
Can I put you up for the job?
We know it's a good show. We know it's funny, but if they don't want it, they don't want it. End of story.
No, I don't think it's going to fit in with what they're doing. It's not going to be a comedy station. And the thing with radio is that, you see it with music stations. The successful ones are not like it used to be in the 70s, where you'd have pop during the day and a rock show at night. And what are you doing?
There's a flea.
I don't want rock. Yeah. I want talk.
I know.
Yours
but,
and Carol's.
But
you want chat. That's what you want. Chat, not
but,
talk.
Chat,
you want chat.
But in commercial,
you want issues, you
in
want chat.
Commercial radio, you see, all radio stations, you have to. Will you stop doing that? That's so disconcerting.
I'm not doing anything.
No, not you, dear. It's Carol. She's fighting with an insect.
There's a flea annoying me. Came off Nick's head.
So if people want to tune to a radio, they need to know that they're going to get the same thing 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you don't tune to.
Unless the way is.
No, that's right. And so I think that when the relaunch comes, whatever it might be, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but you're going to know, and so then people will know if they want that, then they go to LBC. So it's not going to, radio stations, the only stations that give you a bit of everything, and eventually we're going to be the stations of the BBC, because they don't, I was going to say...
Well, we're kind of out of place. It's like putting Terry Wogan on Virgin, say.
Exactly. Precisely right, yeah. We don't fit in here.
Of course you do. That's rubbish.
Absolute
trash,
We agree with you, but that's the way it is.
No, I know that we don't fit in here.
No, we
don't. This is absolutely not the right place for us.
No.
But me specifically, because Madam over here is...
Don't stop.
She ain't going. Anyway, Dorothy, it's been... thanks for your support, dear.
Absolutely. I think I shall now go away and cry my eyes out.
Well, don't do that yet. Wait till...
Go away for too long.
Wait till 10 o'clock.
Wait till 10.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
What a nice lady.
I know, lovely. Dorothea, what a lovely name.
Do- Dorothea.
Dorothea.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who named their baby Dorothea, and I thought, ugh, what a stupid name. And now I think it's a great name.
It is a nice name.
It's a lovely name. It's a lovely name. Don't know anyone I don't like with the name Dorothea. You can't any names of people you don't like, can you? Like, you could never name your child Noel. Could you? I mean, you know, you just couldn't. Or
now, you're thinking of Gallagher or Edmonds?
Edmonds.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, you understand that you're shooting your television career in the foot here.
Hey, I don't have one of the most... television career.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And I don't want one, so no.
Don't
you? I don't care.
No.
No, not really, no. No, I don't. No, I'm a writer now.
Yeah, we should do a talk show on TV.
Do you know what? I reckon we could be... Do you know Regis and Kathy Lee? He's a grumpy old git.
They're like Richard and Judy.
Yes, he's a grumpy old git, but it's like a talk show. They just talk. It's not like, you know, Richard and Judy.
Can you just clear this up for me? Which of us would be the grumpy old git?
I think it would be you, my dear.
Here's one in Hainault.
Hi.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Listen, I'm not going to harp on about the age, because I'm only a little bit older than you, not even a decade older. But like Dorothea, I think you're being a little unfair, because, I mean, there are people older that enjoy your programme. And I, for one, will miss you. I don't want to get smorchy, but, I mean, I'm going to phone LBT on Wednesday. Who's in charge now? Is it John Simon still, or is it Nikki Downing? Is she back?
Nikki Turley's back, yeah.
No, John Simons. Like Elvis, John Simons has left the building.
Okay,
I mean, I think that's unfair, and I think you're going to be proved wrong tonight.
Well, listen, it's just business. You know, ITN have taken over the programming of the station, and ITN know news. So, you know, it just makes complete sense for them to do...
Really?
News.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't... And there's one thing I don't do, and doing a breakfast show on GLR... Remove the desire to do that, which was never present in the first place, to do anything serious or newsy completely. Like, I never want to do that again. At all.
No.
Because there's so many people who are better at it than me. Like, stick to what you know you can do.
Some people like to be serious in the morning.
Not me, at all.
They've tried to make me do those issues, and I couldn't do it. I just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk to some, you know...
If the company here asked you to do that, you'd be happy to, because you've changed as a human being.
No, I'm not doing... I don't and I won't do news.
But the thing is...
Issues. Can I interest you in issues?
Stop it, because you're being a nightmare. Yeah, sorry, Jenny.
Well, I shall, as I say, definitely try Nikki Turley, and then if she's back from Wednesday, because I think that you're... You know, it's not that you're a breath of fresh air. I like all of LBC. See, Nick, that's where you're wrong.
You are out of your
mind. I'm one of the audience that tunes into a lot of LBC. I like driving with Dealey. I think that's wonderful.
Is he a good driver?
I don't know.
See, now, if Andy was here...
Or what?
I would guess that Peter Dealey
would be all right. Just check in.
Yeah, Peter does...
You never know.
Peter does serious.
This is radio, after all.
He's great at that.
Oh, I know.
But, If Andy had shown up for work today, damn him, then I'd have Peter Dealey saying, "This is Peter Dealey. Do you want some?"
You want some? Exactly.
But I don't have any of those. I'm really distraught that I don't have any sound effects, because that used to be, and not here necessarily, because we don't do any sound effects at all, because, you know, I can barely get a word in edgeways from Carol talking all the time, let alone put sound effects
in. Do me a favour.
At the right comic, with the right comic timing. But, what's coming up on the screen? Andy told me you had a set of sound effects in your bag. Excuse me?
What bag? Exactly.
Is that a euphemism?
What bag, though? Tell me what bag.
Yeah, are you on this mic?
Yeah, I think I am.
What bag?
I don't know, but I mentioned it to him when I worked with you last week? And I said, where are his sound effects? Because I said, the day after, Nick was really cross with you.
He didn't say that, did you?
I've known Andy for years. I said, Nick was going to string you up. And he said, tell Nick that I've got the masters, I've got the DATs of his sound effects, but I gave him the mini disc.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's what he said.
Oh, right. Have you got the mini disc then?
No, I don't, because last time that we were on the air, I gave them back to him, because I thought he was going to be, because he's the keeper of the sound effects.
Right.
So I was going to go out and a fart. That was going to be my last hilarious moment on LBC. I was going to play a little fart symphony.
Well, do a real one. Not a problem, I think, with all the food you eat on the show.
I'm not eating tonight, have you noticed?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Are you sick?
No, I had a big meal before I came out. I was eating and eating, and I was watching Frasier, which I'd taped from the previous night. And I thought, I'll have my meal, and then I'll go to sleep for an hour.
You are so sad.
Listen, and, because it's 24-hour clock on the video machine. Yeah. I thought, yeah, but I'll finish this by 4, and I'll go to sleep, and I'll wake up at 5. But it wasn't 4 at all. It was 5, so I had to come straight here. So I'll be passing out, because I haven't had my midday nap, around about 9. So that's when you'll have to call.
I did nap.
Anyway, Jenny.
All right.
Jenny, okay, I'll tell you, you'll get record calls tonight, I bet.
I know you will.
I know you will. But like, isn't it? No, it's been a struggle for 6 months with no calls. There's nothing. We're going. It's our last show together. And suddenly, everyone wants to call us.
You know, I lost my...
I don't want you to go.
Well, we're going. So
yeah, well, can't do anything about it.
Suffer. Anyway,
okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
0171-412-1152. I almost lost my mind for a moment there. I almost said, I'll bet you that we don't get all of these all of these lines lit up. You know, people have been saying, like that nice 72-year-old woman was lying to us, saying that, what are you doing now?
I'm just checking.
No, this, we got three now.
Okay.
I just got rid of one, now we've got three. How many lines do we actually have here? How many lines do we actually have?
We have 8 to come in and 8 to put on air, so we have 16 lines.
Right.
Blimey.
No, but so... Problem.
How many lines are ringing right
actually,
now?
Actually, 8, you mean?
Yeah, 8, the 8 incoming, yeah.
Right. Okay, 8.
And how many are ringing right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, that's not bad, is it? That's quite a result.
We've got 3 waiting and 3 calling.
That's quite a result. You can count.
But what I was about to say was that I almost lost my mind and said, I'll bet you that we don't get all of these lines lit up. But, of course, we've been through that whole you welching on bets thing. So I'm not gonna go there again.
Well, I can't give you a lift home tonight because I haven't got my car. Because I didn't know where it was.
So you're going to stump up for the cabs then?
It's Nick Abbott
okay.
And Carol McGiffin. On LBC, the voice of London. And Carol McGiffin.
Who?
0171
who's listening?
0112-1152.
The Skinners.
The Skin-Ups.
The Skinners.
Oh, Skinners.
The Skinners. Hello, mate. My mate. You know Richard and Deborah.
Hello, the Skinners.
Of course you
yeah.
do. Hello, mate.
Are they hanging out with Mitch in his back garden?
No, Mitch is probably still in the pub. Listening in the car, I wouldn't have thought he wasn't. Anyway, listen,
I played the wrong one. That's the hour opener. That music goes on forever.
I know. Can I just say hello to a couple of people before we go on?
Are you
joking?
I've got to do it. You don't happen to have a lost dog that you want to try and find on the air, do you? Can I say hello to someone?
I've got to say hello, Margaret Davis. Margaret Davis won the prize for the best elderflower wine. How about that? I mean, I think that's really cool.
And how much of that have you drunk today?
No, I'm drinking elderflower wine, actually.
Really?
But if I had some, now I probably would drink it. That's Margaret Davis, because we were out with her son today, Noel. There you go. And,
Noel. See, there's a guy called Noel. What's wrong with that?
No, it's not Noel. It's Noel.
Noel?
N-O-L. Noel. Not Noel.
Noel?
Noel.
What kind of a name is Noel?
Noel! Don't you know?
I've never heard Noel. That sounds like troll.
No, nor me.
Is he a really small guy that lives at the bottom of the garden?
Noel the troll. No! No, his name's not. Well, it's not his real name. I tell you what, his real name's Oliver. That's right.
Oh, well, Noel for short? Huh?
Well, it's for Channel 5. Anyway, so we were in the pub today with Noel. So, hello, Margaret. She listens to the show all the time.
He doesn't work with...
his mum.
...with Christy Fong on the Channel 5 News, does he?
Kirsty Young?
Yeah.
No.
Because that's just been rated the worst rated news show in the history of the planet.
Well, it's on Channel 5.
We were talking about this last week.
I actually like Channel 5.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Hey, I was having a good old chat.
I've just been told who produces that show.
Yeah.
So like I was saying...
I was having a good chat with Kirsty Young, actually, the other week.
Probably
a good old chat. I mean, you know, she's really nice. And I've also got
But she has
say,
a really... What?
I've got to say hello to Fred from the Nag's Head. Fred, right, so last Sunday...
She drives a car with wide load written on the back of it?
Me and my mate, Joe and JC, we went down to this pub called the Nag's Head, right? What are you talking... I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And,
if only this were TV.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to get away
Regis
with all
Regis and Cathy Lee. You see, we are Regis
yeah,
and
yeah.
Cathy Lee.
Somebody
we
should definitely
it.
Call
We've
us on the phone on Monday. Because
we
would be... We wouldn't need anybody. It would be the cheapest TV show in the world.
Ever.
Cable. could afford us.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. We could do it on live TV, I'm sure. We could...
Well, we'd do it on live radio.
They'd buy a hand off to do that show.
I tell you what, look, for so many years, people have wanted to put... like a talk show on the radio, on television, because they nobody can think of anything cheaper,
exactly.
Right? And you call in, and I've seen it
all
several times.
All radio transfers to TV, though, doesn't it?
I don't know.
How come we haven't gone down that road? We need to.
Well, that's because for my entire career, I've always said I'm not remotely interested in television.
No, I don't like TV either. TV people get on my nerves.
But see, if we were a team, then we could, you know, like the Osmonds, we could insulate ourselves.
We could be loaded by now.
Would you consider becoming a Mormon?
No way. Can I just finish saying hello to Fred?
Oh, get away.
Fred from the Nag's Head. Listen, we were in the pub last Sunday. Funnily enough, me and my
mate. Is this brief?
And Fred is completely blind, right? So I'm sitting at the bar going, blah,
so were you
blah,
this
blah,
afternoon.
Blah. No, I'm going, blah, blah, blah. And Fred calls over this boat and says, I'm sure that's Carol McGiffin. I'm sure she does a show on LBC. How fantastic.
Please.
Yeah, no, really, 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 really recognise me by my voice. How fantastic is that? Hello, Freddie.
Because it's not like you have a distinctive screech or anything.
Oh, don't be so mean.
Here's one in West Drayton. I've only got like 3 hours to be mean to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna fit it all in while I can. Here's West Drayton. Hello.
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 Julian.
Hello, Julian. I'm sad.
Well, don't be sad. Be happy.
No, I'm not going to be able to stalk you now. I was just on the verge of starting to stalk you, and I don't even making notes from a friend how to catch you and where you are. And
well, you know where Carol lives. She lives in that big building over by,
Don't do it.
What?
Don't do it. I will kill
you. No, I'm not stalking Carol. Stalking you, Nick.
Oh, me?
Yes. Silly move.
Just what I need. Another one of those.
Another one. Oh, God.
What do you want to stalk him for?
I don't know. I'm bored.
Well, you'd be bored if you stalked him. Because all he does is stay and watch videos all the time.
That's right. Television is my life.
Shame. And we got stuffed at netball today. And
off with a netball again.
Netball.
Who were you playing at netball?
Oh, we were playing BA and we lost. And
British Airways?
Badly lost.
I'm so glad.
BA as in British Airways?
Yes, yes. Anyway, Carol.
Yes.
Shopping.
Yes.
Men. Men. What is the matter with men? I went
shopping
this morning.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, say, have you ever been accosted by these stupid people trying to give you bits of cheese and bits of wine in the supermarket?
Yeah, I devour the whole lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I start and I go,
I'm going to put a time limit on this call, by the way, because when women start talking about shopping, like, you're the woman with the shoes, aren't you?
You're wrong.
Oh, really?
You're completely wrong. Go on, carry on, Gillian.
Anyway, yes, I was accosted while I was shopping.
Uh-huh.
This chap, I don't know if I can mention the product name, but it's a kitchen towel that's been advertised on television a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's standing there, and I've got all the children with me, and he said, excuse me, madam, and he was a bit gorgeous. Would you like to have a feel, madam? My daughters are looking at me. Don't mind if I do. And then a really rude conversation ensued, obviously, because we're having a laugh. And my kids were just totally disgusted, and I thought, that is really out of order.
I'm calling social services.
No, that is
seriously,
really
for the safety of those children, they should be taken off your hands.
Then I'm thinking, what is it with men? We went out in the week, it was a friend's birthday, and we went to one of these, a restaurant and a bar and a dance floor thing, and I'm on the dance floor, 90% of the time, if I go out to one of these places, because they like to dance. But, I mean, when I used to dance years and years ago, and you used to go to the disco, people would talk to you, and they'd try and choke you up, or they'd da-da-da-da-da. They don't do that anymore, Carol.
No, I know they don't.
They're up your...
That's because you're a saggy old woman with kids.
Leave it. How old are you, Gillian?
36. But they're on the dance floor and they're doing all sorts of things. They never would have done that in my day.
Oh,
You need a roadmap to figure out this conversation.
Why do they do that, Carol?
First you're in a supermarket.
It's rude.
Fondling some bloke's towelette.
Well, it is rude. They don't talk to you.
And now you're being felt up on a dance floor.
No one talks. There's no point in going to anywhere where you have to dance because you'll never get chatted up while you're dancing. Absolutely no way.
I don't want to get chatted up. That's why I'm dancing. But they doesn't seem to deter them. They're up on the dance floor and doing all sorts of things.
Yeah, let me tell you something about blokes and shopping, shall I?
I even pretended I was a lesbian and that didn't do it.
Oh, me and my mates do that all the time. We're just to deter blokes. Look, like, you know, when the slow records came out, we're like, come on, let's be...
That's it. And it was making them even worse.
I know, they love it. They love it. There's nothing more that a bloke likes is the thought of two lesbians. They love it. They absolutely love it. They
well,
do.
Well, I'm lost. I don't know what
so to don't,
do.
You know, don't even bother.
Yeah,
don't even dance. Just go and, you know, kick them. But let me tell you something about blokes and shopping, right, before you go. No, I can't.
Oh, she's forgotten.
No, I haven't forgotten. No. My friend Mitch, he had a very interesting point about blokes and shopping.
For the Mitch thing again.
He said that the only time men will not buy something, like clothes-wise, the only time they won't buy something is if it doesn't fit.
Mm.
Now, is that true, or is that is the
what does
the
that
most,
mean?
The most brilliant observation.
What
ever.
Does that mean?
Mm.
The only time they won't buy something is if it. I don't
because
understand.
Men take stuff into a change room because they want to buy it. If it fits, they'll buy it, right? Women don't. They just try things on all the time and they don't buy them, right?
Do they?
Yes, that's absolute. Well,
what, you mean you'll try things on. Without any intention of buying it.
Yeah, of course.
What the hell for?
Because that's what girls do. Yeah,
that's what we do, but men like
you're kidding.
Is that right, Gillian? It's absolutely true, isn't it?
Yes.
But why would you do it? That's a complete waste of time.
But men are so stupid, they'll have things bought for them anyway.
You see?
I mean, they want... Someone in the
no, wait a second, Gillian. I've got to get my head around this.
No,
so, wait.
You tell him.
So,
it's right, though. It's absolutely right.
But why would you do you not have enough hours in the... I don't get it. So you deliberately waste your own time.
But that's the point. Women love shopping. They love shopping because they like going in shops. They like looking at stuff. They like trying stuff on. They don't necessarily want to buy anything. That's not the point. Men
that
go shopping.
That seems insane
because
to me.
They have to buy
it's like you would go into a restaurant and order food without any intention of eating it? No,
no, not the same, because you don't get a chance to taste it before you eat it, do you? No, that's completely different. I'm talking about shopping for clothes. When blokes go shopping, right, they see something, they think, I like it, I want it, I'll try it on, if it fits, I'll buy it, and they buy it.
Right.
But women just don't do that.
Yeah, they'll think, I look huge in this.
Yes. Does my bum look big in this? The answer is yes. And it always does. So they don't buy it. But men, if it fits, they'll buy it. And the other thing is, with men, when they go food shopping, they buy things they want to eat. And when women go food shopping, they buy things they think they should eat. It's a terrible, terrible difference.
But you understand that what you're saying is that women are out of their minds and men are the only people with any common sense at all?
No, men don't, you know, they don't understand... But
I don't believe that that's the case.
They don't get pleasure out of shopping, you know, and women do. They love shopping. I love shopping.
But that again, is hunter-gatherer behaviour. You know, in the cave times, men would be going out hunting ox or whatever it was that used to hang around caves. And the women would be out, seriously, and women would be out gathering berries and, you know.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be shopping.
Well, precisely.
They'd be in Harvey Nichols.
Caveman.
Buying clothes.
Which is caveman thing for shopping.
Yeah, but, you know, women go shopping and they will buy nothing. They will spend a whole day shopping and they'll buy nothing.
Well, you've got to be out of
your mind. But men don't. And when they go to, right, when you go to Sainsbury's or Safeway's or whatever, Waitrose, whatever shop you go to.
Yeah.
I bet you anything, you see
something. Without mentioning
any
brand names. You did that really well.
I did three. You're allowed to do it if you, there's a comparison there. I think
Quicksave are really upset with you, but go on.
Oh, they are. So when you go around a food shop, right?
Have you been taking
something?
Your business elsewhere?
Yeah, I've been on Facebook.
Your booze business, that company is going to be on its knees.
I've been going to Iceland.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have they written you any begging letters yet? Please come back. We miss you.
They might as well. But when you go around a food shop, I bet you anything, you see something, you think, sausages. Well, you don't, because you're... You know, a vegetarian.
A vegetarian freak, yes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you see things you like to eat, and you eat, and you buy them, and you eat them.
Of course.
Girls don't do that. They go around a supermarket, and they buy salad, and they buy boring stuff.
Well, who's buying all the chocolate, then?
I don't know. I don't eat chocolate.
No, I think it's that you buy.
Yeah, they buy salad and chocolate.
Yeah, you buy things that you think that you should eat, and you put those on the top of your and then it's like chocolate.
No, but the chocolate's been eaten before you
cream
get out
pies,
the
stuff
it's like
that.
Give them the barcode.
You put underneath the salad the bags of salad. Is that right?
Yes.
Sorted you out.
Do you eat when you're walking around the supermarket or not?
Of course not.
You do. Everyone does, don't they?
Eat while you're in the supermarket.
Yeah,
you insane?
It. You eat it and then you give them the barcode and they just check it out.
Oh, you do give them the barcode, huh?
Of course I do. I'm not a criminal. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Well, in that respect, perhaps. 0171-412-1152.
Can your duck drive?
No.
Then why is he calling Admiral for car insurance?
Well, he heard that could reduce his bill.
It's true. No matter where you live or what you drive, if you pay over £300 for your car insurance, Admiral could reduce your bill. Call now on 0800 600 800. That's Admiral on 0800 600 800.
He'd be quackers not to.
This is a journey into sound.
We'd like to apologise for anything that Abbott and McGiffin say.
Nick Abbott in...
Oh, you know what? I hate that one. Yeah, 0171-412-1152. It's Nick and Carol, our very last show here on LBC, seeing you. And we're going to have a call from Glasgow. Look at this. Look, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all eight lines... Absolutely fantastic. The first time in the history of this programme, all lines busy. Unbelievable.
What are they like?
I know. You waited until now, until the last show, for any kind of response. Damn you all.
You little devils.
Here's one in Glasgow. Hello.
Hello there, Nick and Carol.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, I've just heard you talking about women there. I think women are fantastic creatures because they think three things all at the same time. Whereas a man only thinks one thing at the same time. See, women, you know, they have this attitude, well, yes, no, well, maybe. You ask a woman, you know, do you want a cup of tea? Yes, no, well, maybe. It's true. This is true.
That is so true.
Listen, you ask a guy, cup of tea, aye. No problem.
Yes, it's yes or no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I can't deny it.
You know, previous to us having this conversation, I always thought that the men were the stupid ones, but now I've totally changed my mind. It's the women that are idiots.
It's the women who are stupid. See, women are more clever than men.
Not stupid, interesting.
Yes, because we can only focus on one thing. Women focus on three things.
That's right.
And that's why they're so confused.
That's a good point. That's why women can't read maps, which is, I'm not making that up, that's a psychological fact.
It's so untrue.
You know, it's true. It's a proven fact.
Excuse me, I am female. I really am, honestly. I know you don't believe me, but I am.
Yeah, but it's certainly your voice, haven't I, yeah?
And I can read maps. I'm a great map reader. I don't even turn the maps upside down. I don't.
I bet you couldn't read one now.
Listen, Carol, I'm sure the only map that you can read is the pubs tour of London, probably.
Oh, look, you stopped it with this attitude. I mean, you know, anyone would think that. I just think all the time. I mean, I don't. I mean, I really don't. Stop it.
Listen, what was your conversation like when you were getting the Spanish fiddle, Nick, going into the office? Was Carol in first, or did you go in first?
Oh, no, we went in on separate days.
Yes.
Separate days.
Separate days. Next type thing, was it?
No, on different days we went in.
Oh, right. Who was first?
Carol, by about a week.
All right, got you.
So I knew that this wasn't going on. What I didn't know, that she was making a deal behind my back.
Did she tell you there was
to continue without me?
Did she see
you?
There could be a hint that you're not going to be here next week.
Neither of us are here next week. We're both off.
Yeah, we're
both
off.
But then I'm back the week after that, because I'm finishing off my contract.
Hey, good luck with the show.
Look, I'm sorry.
Listen, Nick, I've got a job for you next Saturday.
What's
if you're
that?
Interested.
What's that?
Well, there's a mobile disco. We're looking for a DJ if you're interested.
Well, that's nice of you to say so, but I'm going to be... unfortunately, I'll be in Greece enjoying a holiday.
Well, strange love, that's what it is. It's in a place called Platius. If you just go along there, they'll give you 70 quid and all your babies for nothing.
Yeah, okay, hold your breath. 0171-412-1152. How come, by the way, we always get more... Are you listening to us on your pewter?
Yes.
Right.
I just found you 3 weeks ago and you're away again.
Well, listen, on one of the sites, you know where the sites are?
Yes.
NickAbbott.com. All of these shows are up there, so you can listen to us at any time of the day or night.
Oh, it's like, you know, like a music station type thing. You know, like people listen to music tapes in their car.
Uh-huh.
They listen to Nick and Carol in the car.
It's the best of Nick and Carol.
This mix what they've done, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, do it, Michael.
It's all the best anyway, Nick.
You can listen to a whole show, you know, like all 4 hours... of any of the days that we've done, you know, over the past, how many months?
6 months.
6 months. Hey, look, there's a whole 4 hours. Or if you only have, like, 2 or 3 seconds to spare, you can listen to one of the best of tapes.
This is the Voice of London on 11:52 a.m. LBC.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Ruth Hill.